And it's time to do the birthday scam. We're going to call little Missy. Missy lives in this apartment complex. She was getting this creeped out feeling that a lot of the guys, the landscapers around there, were looking at her weird when she would go to and from. And then she came to find out, I don't know how, that there's a bunch of them that lived in one apartment across from her, and they have a tripod set up and some scope, and they've been watching her.
All right.
So let's call her up.
So there's nine guys in an apartment across from her watching her.
I'm going to be like the boss of this crew.
All right.
Hello, this is Missy.
Hi, Missy. My name is Doug, and I run a landscaping crew, and you don't know me, but a lot of my guys stay in the apartments there by you.
I know who you are, yes.
And I'm calling because it's kind of troubling, but I discovered that they had like a tripod or a scope set up in their apartment. And evidently, some or all of them were watching you.
Okay. Well, what would you like to do?
I don't know. Here's the situation.
Okay.
I can do one of two things. I'm debating whether to dock them pay or, if necessary, fire some. Now, what would you like me to do?
Well, I'd really kind of like them to stop looking. That would be really, really nice.
Okay. So you must have known about it. Well, I mean,
if they could move them to a different apartment, that would be very nice.
So you were aware that they had seen you?
Well, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if you were even aware. I was.
Yes, they weren't discreet about it at all.
And what did they see you doing? Did they see you in various stages of dress or undress or just?
Oh no.
Oh, okay.
Well, God, I hope not.
I hate to bring this up too, but one of the guys said that he did see you naked.
What?
Well, and I don't know if it's true, but that's.
Okay, that's fine. Well, poor guy's probably traumatized and was turned to stone.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, you must have known that they saw you without your clothes on.
No, I didn't know that they saw me without my clothes on, because if they saw me without my clothes on, and that would have meant that they were definitely peeping. And isn't that against the law?
There's probably laws against it. I don't know. I'm, not in the law enforcement. But I have a feeling that you had to have known that they were watching you.
Well, yeah. I mean, I didn't get naked so that they could watch me. The only time I'm naked is in my apartment with the blinds closed.
Mm-hmm.
And if they saw me naked, then the only way that they did that was they either had to have some kind of zoom lens and watch me through a crack.
What I'm trying not to do here is overreact.
Okay.
I mean, because frankly, there are some women who do that, who kind of like to put on a little show. Now, I'm not suggesting that you would have encouraged it.
No, I would not have enjoyed that at all.
Not even just a little bit?
May I have your phone number and return your phone call?
A confession to make. I did look through the telescope just to confirm what they were talking about, and I'm the one who saw you naked.
Let me have your phone number. I'm going to call you back.
And I was pretty impressed, I got to tell you.
I'm going to call you back.
Okay, well, here's what I'm going to do.
That's just weird. You shouldn't have looked through the telescope.
I couldn't help it.
I'm definitely going to have to call the police.
I was drawn to you.
Not right. And I'm calling the complex.
I tried to stop. I felt so dirty. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw those guys out, and I'm going to move into that apartment. And that way you won't have nine guys watching you. It'll just be me.
24 hours a day.
24 hours a day, 24/7, 7 days a week. Actually, Greg wanted us to call you. It's Dean and Raj.
What?
It was their idea.
Oh, my God.
You okay? It's all just a terrible hoax.
Oh, my God.